We are on Daf Yud Amid Beis. We'll just end the two Taisvus in and then we'll start the next Sugya. Elo Lav Vishud Amrinin Ut Meya Chazoke. The Gemara brought a raya that we go Bosa Chazoke. And the Makar of this was, how could the Koyin be Maskir Abayis HaMenuge, perhaps when he left the house, the Nega changed, and Lamaise Bishas is Maskir the Abayis, there's no Nega there anymore. Or the Nega does not have a Shia to be Metama the Abayis. So the Gemara said, from here is a raya that we go Bosa Chazoke, that we can assume that just like when he saw the Nega in the house, it had a shear to be Metama the Bayis, I can assume it did not change. Let us see Taisvis. Alolav Mishum Damrinin Ukmei Achazoke. Ve'ein loima Dishani Hoche Da'ozlinen Lechumre. Now let us understand Taisvus Kasha. Taisvus is asking, could be there is no din of Chazoke. When the Kohen leaves the house and he's Saiga the Delas, you'll interview the Kohen, you'll ask the Kohen, what is the Shir of the Nega? I don't know. Could be. It still is a Shir Nega. Could be it doesn't have a Shir Nega. But I'm metamet misafik. I'm metamet misafik. Safik that I say lechumre. Maybe that's pshat and posik. Not that there's a din of chazoke that's mevarer, that the nega didn't change. It's something to one can think about. Could be the nega did change. But could be it didn't change. I don't know. I don't know what the size of the nega is. So misafik, I'm metamet. Ve'ein loima d'shani hoche d'ozlina l'chumre, d'midi araisa ein l'chalek. Min ha-teire, you can't say such a thing, that I go l'chumre. So now we have to understand what pshat and taisvus teretz. So, others want to learn pshat and taisvus. Nachlas Dovid says this pshat and taisvus. That Taisus holds like the Shitas HaRambam, the Sufik Daraisa Lekula. So that means if I'm a Supik, Misufik I shouldn't be, Misufik I shouldn't be, he, the Kain should not be Maskir the Bayis. The Yisa Brocha brings for the Maram Shik a different pshat. Taisus had said before, that the Taisus had asked, the previous Taisus had asked Akasha, what's the raya that Sofik diraisa lechumre? What's the raya that you go Bosel Chazoke? Maybe it works out Sofik tume b'shus ayochid sveikai tome. Maybe it works out Sofik tume. Maybe it works out sofik tume bishus ayochet sveikei tome. Maybe perhaps I said wrong pshat in Taisvus Kasha. Could be Taisvus Kasha was that the boal abayis is tome because maybe there was a nega and the boal abayis is tome. That's why he's tome. Misofik. Maybe there was a nega. Not on the hezker of the coin, maybe the cash is on the ball of bias. And then we're machmed that he's tome. So Taisus before it asked a similar cash, maybe the ball of bias is tome al sofik tume bishus ayochit. And Taisus said the posik is also speaking about that three people entered the bias, it's sofik tume bishus arabim. Now sofik tume bishus arabim is sveikei toyer. The pasuk is speaking about such a case also. So the ein loy medeshan yochad aslin lachumet midarais ein lachalek. Since the pasuk is also speaking about Sofik Tumah B'Shus Haram. That is how the Yisabrocha brings down from the Maram Shik. V'oit, then Taisa says another Cheshbin. The Af Lekule Metamina Lei, the Aces, you have a problem, Abol Abayis is Tomei, so you want to say he's Tomei Misofik. But Metamina Lei Lisref Kochim, Ulahavi Koben, Im Nichnas Lemigdish, the Kamaisi Misofik Chulun Lazore. That means the Pasuk says he's Tomei, and you're telling me he's Tomei Misofik. So fine. See, he's Tomei Misofik, or Sofik Deraisa Lechumre. But if he touches Kochim, so how could you burn the Kochim? Maybe take a Shaila Lekula. I mean, to burn the Kochim is a Kula, so maybe you don't burn the Kochim. Or if he was Nichnas Lemigdash, he brings a Kolben. Now this is a Shaila, maybe he's not Tomei. How are you allowed to bring a Kolben? So Taisva says, so Al Kochach, and he says, the Pasuk seems to be saying that he's Tomei Lagabi Ol Aloches, Lagabi Yosef Kochim Al Yodai. If he was Nichnas Lamigdash, he brings a Kolben. Now, if the whole Tumu would only be Misafik, so these Aloches would not be applicable, because to bring a Kolben is a Kula. To bring Kochim is a Kula. It says, he's Tomei Vaistais B'teiris Vadai Kushigo Bosa Chazoke. V'oid Da'af L'Kula Mukminin Hocha Chazoke. Taisu says, from the Pasuk it seems Yishtala Chazoke, even though it's a Kula. The Hoyo Nega Godel. What is if the Kohen, when he went into the bayis, he saw a nega godel? What does a nega godel mean? Let's say he saw a nega of 5 grisim. Fine. Ubesoif hashavua hoya chosar mimasha hoya. Now, when he comes back at the end of the shavua rishayne, he sees it's not 5 grisim, it's 4 grisim. And is metaren. So the din is, we are metair the bias, because the nega got smaller. Nechosh, dulma ad nofik va'osi botzalei shiurom. If you don't shtalan chazok, you just say sofik teraisa lechumre, fine. So I say that there was a shir, and the Baal HaBayis is Tomei, fine. But when it comes to the second week, here I'm going to be Metayer the Bayis, because I see that the Nega became smaller. So I'll be Metayer the Bayis. Maybe let us be afraid that when he left the bayis, and the Kohen saw a bias of a nega that's the size of 5 grisim. Let us be afraid that when he left, it became 4 grisim. And he was mazgir the bias with 4 grisim, so it's Tomei. Bahoya kishir shoya b'saif shavua. And now, when he comes at the end of the shavua rishayna, he sees it's 4 grisim. The nimsa shenegad oimed be'enok. So it comes out, the nega did not become smaller. The nega is the same size that it was b'shas the hezger. Oh boy, and if the nega is oimed be'enok, oh boy, hezger sheni. And the halacha is that if it got smaller, you metayer the bayis. Al mishum de makmina lei b'shas hezker ha-chazoke. Ha-kocher wishtal ha-chazoke, and I assume when he was masked the bias, I assume the nega was 5 grisim, and now, if by the end of the shvur rishayin, it's 4 grisim, I'm a tired of the bias. the Gdoile Achoinem, the Nachlas David, the Rishash, the Chazainish, all of them say Taisvis said something of a person who learns Mesechtes Negoim. There's no such thing in the world. Taisvis was Machadish Amoyridik Ezach. But there's a new Tahare that even though it has the Shir, but if it became smaller than it was before, the bias is toyer. That's what Taisus says. And Taisus is asking, why is the bias toyer? Maybe the nega is the same size that it was Bishas the Hezger, and it got smaller before the coin was masking the bias. But Taisus, the din is not like that. So they all ask on Taisus, there's Rayas, and from Mesechtes Negoim, that there's no such thing. About Kaponim, this is a Meirnik Mechudish to Ketaisvis, that is Mechadish, this is a new oifen to be Metayer, a base Amenuge, if it got smaller, even though he has a sheer nega. That's what it says in our Taisvis. Koyin Godo B'yem HaKippurim Yechiyach. Rav Ache B'Yakov, the Gemara brought a raya that you go Basa Chazoke, because how could the Koyin be Masgir the Bayis, maybe when he went while going out of the house, the Negev got smaller. So how could he be Masgir the Bayis? It's a raya Yishtel on Chazoke. So Rav Ache Bar Yaakov said it's no raya, could be your own Yishtel on Chazoke. Aye, how could the Koyin be Masgir the Bayis? He walks out backwards, so he's facing the Nega the whole time. He observes the Nega, so he sees that the Nega did not get smaller. That was Rav Ache Bar Yaakov Zraya. So Abaye shlod them up. He said, that's not pshat in the Pasuk, because it says, the Yotzo Mina Bayis, he leaves the house, and if he walks backwards, that's not called Derech Yitziyeh. Zalkochoch, if it says V'yotzo, he has to turn around and walk out of the bayis facing the Delas. So he is not aware what's happening with the Negev. So the Gemara asked on Abaye, where do you see Amalei Rove? That what you said, that Yitziyeh Derech Achoyrev Loishmo Yitziyeh, I proved to you it's not like that. It says by the Kohen Gadol, when he leaves the Kodesh Kadoshim, he walks out backwards. And there it says also, V'yotza HaKohen. So you see, the word V'yotza can also include walking out backwards. Taim, the Beperik Yediyas HaTume, Amrinon, HaNichnas LeBeis HaMenuge Derech HaKhairov, a person enters a base of Menuge Derech HaKhairov, Afilu Kulay Befnim Chutz Michaitmai Toya. Ba'abola Bayis Omar Rachmona Derech Bia Osro Toya. Seems if he's in the Bayis, then you don't have to be Metamal Tabola Bayis. But if he's not completely in the Bayis, so then there's a din, it seems, he'd either be a smitza shmobiya or be a sruba shmobiya. So he's tomei if he's a bala bias, but you need derech biya. If he walked in backwards, he's not nimsa kuleba bias, he's not tomei alt a bala bias, because you need derech biya. So you see, Claude, that there is such a concept of derech biya. Say bazoi. So then, L'chayre, Abaye is right. It says, V'yotza min Abaye, sini derech yitziyah. Yesh l'chalek ben knisa li yitziyah. Do'uche de milsa bi yitziyah ke talmid anifta me rabbi. That means, by yitziyah, there is such a seder of yitziyah. That means, a talmid anifta me rabbi, that's how you walk out. So, the terminology of V'yotza can include also walking backwards, because there are some yitziyas that's the seder ha-yitziyah. So memele, so it could be over here also, so it's not far-fetched to say that v'yotza ha-koyim in abayis, it means he walks backwards, because there is such an oifen of yitziyah. even though when he's walking out of the bias, there's no one in the bias, there's no rabbi there in the bias, but al kaponim, in the terminology of the word v'yotza, there is such a seder of yitziyah derech achayrav. But by bia, no one ever walks in backwards to abaya, so that is pshat in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara vayta, and daf yudalef amad alef, the second line, minoha milse da'oma rabonam, zil basarube. How do you know we go basaroi? Zok rashi minoha milse, aydi da'ayri b'minoha milse da'chazokem, and that was Take Negeya the Sugya, because the Sugya said there is such a concept of Cheskas Tome, Cheskas Aini Zavua. So Memela, there is such a concept. So since already we delved on this concept, so the Gemara asked, how do you know that you go Basaroif? Minola? So the Gemara says, Minola, Dechsiv. Ache rabim lahatais, a posik that you go basaroiv by Sanhedrin. It says you go basaroiv dayone. So the Gemara says, Rube de ise kamon kegointes chanoyes besanhedrin loy kamiboilon. Ki kamiboilon rube de lese kamon kegoin kotten uktano minola. So first let us see Rashi, and then we'll try to explain the Gemara. Minolon bitmiye, teisha chanoyes, kulon moiches boso shchute, v'achas mecheres boso nevelo. There are 10 stores. 9 of the stores sell boso shchute, one sells boso nevelo. V'nimtze boso ba'oretz. Now I find, in the middle of the street, I find some boso. But I know it came from one of the 10 stores. Haloich acharoif, the kamon chazinen, the rube de teire. It's called the rube de ise kamon. The Sanhedrin, the snan yudbeis mezakin, v'yudalof mechaivin, zakai. So the Gemara says, no, that's a rube de ise kamon. You're right, they have a posik, acherabim lahatais. A rube de lese kamon, kegoin koten oktano, de pligi rabonon olei de rameya biyabomis. Rabonon od yegoba saroi ba rube de lese kamon, desnan, yovam koten shabol yevom oktano yegadlu ze im ze. And if a yovam koten was miyabim a yevom oktane, is they can grow up together. Maybe she is an islandess, maybe he is a soris. Venimtze poigeya be'eshes ochiv shaloi bevoke mitzvah. The boy lohokim lohokiv shame. It says by yibum, the purpose is lohokiv shame. Vahai lav bahochiyu, the yobum is not about making shame. Ba'elnes says Ashatelit, Ba'elnes. Alamrinon, zil bosa roiv ktanim da'alma da'inim srisim, ba'ine rube de lesa kamon. Now let us try to understand the Gemara differentiates between a rube de isa kamon, a rube de lesa kamon, Arube de Isa Kamon, it says Achirab Mlahatois, so that you don't have to minola. Arube de Lesa Kamon, we don't know, and that's going to be the whole sugi. Rab Shimon in Shar Yosher, Shar Gimel, he says, let's talk about the case of Teisha Chanoyes. And we have to really appreciate the case. There are 10 stores. And one person went into one store and dropped a piece of meat. That's what happened. It came from one of the 10 stores. But between you and me, the meat came from one store. If you'd ask me where the meat came from, I tell you that it comes from the store who sell has the cheapest bags. So the bag store. But that's not the story. The story is over here that it came from one store. One person left one store and he dropped a piece of meat. Which store this is, I haven't the faintest idea. It didn't come from 9 stores. It came from one store. So what's the roiv over here? What is the roiv? Roiv stores are kosher. This came on the roiv stores are kosher. But it's one piece of meat that came out from one store. And I don't know which store it came out from. So what's the maila of roiv stores are kosher? Zokt Rav Shimon. Pshat is like this. You're 100% sure. I haven't the faintest idea from which store it came from. That's 100% true. He haven't the faintest idea. But, so let's make a cheshbon nefesh. If it came for, there's from Aleph till Tess is kosher stores, and Yud is a type of store. If it came from store Aleph, it could come from Sal, it is kosher. If it came from store Beis, it is kosher. If it came from store Gimel, it is kosher. There are 9 possibilities that it could be kosher. It came from one. But there's 9 possibilities that it could be kosher. There's one possibility that it could be treif. So the Torah said, if you have a shaila in Nisar and Heter, and there's 9 possibilities that it could be kosher, you go basar roiv tzadim. You go basar roiv tzadim in halacha. That means in the metzias advarim, the 9 stores are lemal lemoyre. It came from one store. So my mele, for which store it came from is lemal lemoyre. But al koponim, I don't know which store it came from. Now I'm going la loche. The Torah said, if there are 9 tzedodim, that there's roiv tzedodim, that it could be kosher, the din is, I can assume that it's kosher. I can be knowing that it's kosher. The Shmaitzer says this is a Gzeres HaKosev. It's not a Svara. There's no Svara here. There's no Svara. The same thing, but that's the, and I learned this from Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, there are Roiv Dayonim say Zakai, Roiv Dayonim say Zakai, or Roiv Dayonim say Chai, whatever the case is. So I have the Paskin like the Roiv Dayis over here. Roiv Dayis say is Chai, so I have to assume that that's the Psak. I go both the Roiv Tzodim and Roiv Dayis. That's an hoge. That's an hoge what you have to do. I don't know what the din is. If there's Roiv Dayis that say is Chai, you have to Paskin Chai. If there's Roiv Tzodim, it's kosher, you have to Paskin that it's kosher. This is a din an hoge without a svara. That is Arubah de Issa Kamon, and you have a post. Arubah de Lesser Kamon, let's talk about this case of a cotton habor laktan. I have a cotton in front of me, I'm clearing a shaila. Is this cotton a soris, yes or no? I have the faintest idea. I haven't the faintest idea what he is, but I go and make a cheshbon. No, I'll go statistically, I'll ask, how many sarisim, are born? I say it's a rare thing, in Mastama, out of 1 million people, you have, 10 sarisim. So what do I see? I see that it's not a shchirte gezach that a saris should be born. That means the teva. The teva of the bria is so made that normally, if there a normal ibor, the child is not a soris. So I see, and the tivius advarim, the tivius advarim is that a child is born normal without being a soris. So therefore, I can assume now this child has the faintest idea what he is, but I can assume mistame he is like. Like children that are born, and they're born not sarisim. This is a svaradik eroiv. This is a svaradik eroiv. Who says, this is not exactly a sarcosabdik eroiv, this is a svaradik eroiv. I remember, I once heard from, Rav Epstein, Zal Gesundsein, he said over from Rav Shimon,
a marshal. He said over a marshal. But a rubid the Isa come on and a rubid the lesser come on. He said, let's say I want to know in the city there's 100 people. And I make a census how many smoke and how many don't smoke. So make a census, 5 smoke, 95 don't smoke. Fine. So now, as I know in the city, there's 5 smokers and 95 non-smokers. Now, I'll go over to a person in the street. Now, he's from the 100 people. I'll clear a shayla, is he a smoker or a non-smoker? So that's called Aruba de Isa Kamon. That means there's one person walking in the street now. Should I offer him a cigarette? Should I not offer him a cigarette? So there's 95, so I take, there's 95 tzodim, he's from the non-smokers. There's five tzodim, he's from the smokers. That's Aruba de Isa Kamon. Aruba de Lesa Kamon is, there are 101 people in the city. I interviewed 100 people, and I came to this cheshbon that 95 are non-smokers and 5 are smokers. Fine. Now I meet Mr. 101, which was as yet not interviewed. Al Clara Shaila is he's not from the 100. He's not Polish from the 95. He's not Polish from the 5. He was never interviewed. He's not, I don't know who he is. I'll say, but since I see the nature of the Anshe Yair is not to smoke, Mistome, he doesn't smoke. That's a Svara de Keroiv. That's Aruba de Lesser, come on. And that's what we're talking about. That is what our sugi is going about. But how do you know you go with Svaris? I'm saying Svaris. I'll be Matar Isurim. Who says, with Svaris I can be Matar Isurim? Here there's Exeris, and Aruba Disa, come on, is Exeris HaKos of Nikolai. I have a Pasik. The Pasik says, you should be Noig like the Roik Tzodim. You like it. Roik Tzodim is its kosher. No wonder that it's kosher. They have Roik Tzodim. You have Roik Tzodim over here. So, you Paskin like the Roik Dayot. So I have guidelines. I do what the Torah said. But over here, this Mestava is, that Reib Behemis Einem Treifus Mistav is like that, because statistically it's like, good! But so because of that, I have a right to eat an animal, because Mistav, it's not right. Maybe not. Maybe because man, you don't know. Maybe you have to be Mevara. That is our sugya. That is the sugya of our Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Omar Rabbi Lozo. Osye mireshe shel oila. We learn out from the head of a korban oila. Now how do we learn out from the head of a korban oila? The omakro v'nitach oiso lin socheho, oiso lin socheho, v'loi nisocheho lin sochem. That means there are different cuts of meat, that the different cuts in the animal of a korban oila that you have to, you mark that on the mizbeach. You don't make chop meat. There are different halakim of that we cut up. These are the nesachim of the behemah. And the sichas chulam brings down the roish, the geira, yad yamin, the chozer, the yad smel, the regal smel, the regal yamin, the alya, daifin smoli, daifin yamini, that's it. These are the pieces you cut up and you makta on the mizbeach. I makta the roish on the mizbeach. And I don't chop up the roish. Now, makta the roish on the mizbeach. So now, maybe the krum shel amoyach, that means the moyach is surrounded with a thick membrane, and then it's surrounded with the skull. You have the skull of the animal, and then underneath the skull, there's a thick membrane that surrounds the moyach, And this membrane, if there's a nekev, and this membrane, the behemah is taif. Now, when I makter the oila on the mizbeach, I'd love to know what's underneath his skull. What's with the membrane over there? But my hands are tied. I can't go and chop up the skull to see what's tutzach with the membrane. V'nitach oisa linsachev, loinsan hayev to put down a roish there. So memele, so how am I makter an oilo without knowing that, that's not treifa. Treifa is posel akrove. So how do I know it's not treifa? Oh, it's a raya, you go posel roiv. Roiv, behemoths aren't treifa. So I can assume that the behemoths aren't treifa. I don't have to bear an eyelash. I don't have to wonder and what's underneath the skull as the membrane menukiv, not menukiv. That's the Gemara's raya. Benitach oiso linsocher, oiso linsocher, voloi nisocher linsocher. Maybe the krum shel is a nekev and the krum shel moyach. Elalav mishum damrinin zil basar rube. You go basaroi, let us see what Rashi says. Osi mereisha shaloyla. She'ein yechoylim lachtsoy soy. You can't split the skull in half. V'livdoik v'krum shal moyach, shema nikei, v'yachas miyutchas treifes, v'shum d'chsi v'nitach oysa l'nitzoche, v'loi nisoche l'nitzoche, l'nitzochim. Sh'osa lachtich nisoche echa l'shnayim. V'kor ben treifa psula, b'shmaita kamaisa de menoches, sh'kshem ilamato min aboko, sh'ein tamal loyme, what's min aboko, min aboko, nakol aboko, lohoitzi yasa treifa. So Mamela, so how do you makter an oila? Zaraya, that you go basaroit. So Gemara says no, mimai. Dume de polile, he splits the skull. Ubodakle, he doesn't split the skull completely. It's still mechuber. It's a chelik of the skull is split. So he can peek in now and look in and see what's doing with the krum shel moyach. And he'll be mavara, but he doesn't mamish break in half the skull. That would be a problem. Benita oisel and sachev lein the sachev nesachem. No, it's one piece, but it's split on the top. It's not a nesrik that it has to be a sholem. The whole meat is lein nisachel and sachel. You can't make two pieces. It's one piece that's split. That's the Gemara says. Dilma mimai. How do you know you go basaroi? Dilma de polilei. Maybe you split the skull. Ubodaklei. And your baidik, you see if the krum shomayach is there's a nekev. Imishim oisal in sachel. If he split the skull completely, so then that's, they made two pieces out of one skull. But if it's mechuber, there's a split, less lumber. There's no raya from the roish of the oila. Let us see Rashi. Us the poly lay kairai vichaitseyoi veloy avdo, he separates it. Poly, he splits it, parter, layev, mechuba, targum vichibalto, otalafev. Let us see Taisvis. Na milse da omer rabonon zil bosarube, vim taima. Paktais amir de kekash, kivin dem rinin zil bosa chazoka, an chazoka we have a posik. Is kosh kein rube, bosa rube, the rube ba chazoka, rube odef. If the birr of roi is stronger than the birr of chazoka, so as long as I know that you go bosa chazoka, so you zich go bosa roi. Vi yeshloim ad la ravache ba yakev boi, dleikim le chazoka mikro. So this is 100% right. according to the Gemara before, that the Gemara brought a raya from Nega. So you have a posik, that chazoke, I go bosa chazoke, there's enough in the posik. So me mele, in the raya of a klal rube, ve chazoke rube, odiv sal kocho chazal nu, that the biror of roiv is better than chazoke. So me, if you go bosa chazoke, you go bosa roiv. So forget about the sugi. Then we have a chocho from chazoke, that you go bosa roiv. No, the Gemara's kasha is according to Rav Acha ben Yaakov. Rav Acha ben Yaakov said, you have no raya from the posik. Could be the posik is speaking about that the Kohen walks out backwards, so he knows that there was no ishtanis in the neck. Frek the marsho, so what Rav Acha ben Yaakov doesn't hold on chazoke? I mean, so he says, no, Rav Acha ben Yaakov holds chazoke as a loch l'moshe misinai. Not a posik, it's a loch l'moshe misinai. We have a klal, you can't learn out a kal v'chaim of an aloch l'mayshim misinai. So the mele, so Tais is working with a kal v'chaim, madr, you go basa chazoka, madr, you should go basa reib, because reib is better than chazoka. You can, from aloch l'mayshim misinai, you can make a kal v'chaim. That's one tenet. So l'may de meforish rabbeinu chayim. The hod, the ruba, odif mechazoka, loy misvore, it's not pshat that, Chazal was shekel that the birur of roiv is stronger than the birur of chazoke. Not a posik al yefinan mi por adume. Does linen baseruba afal gav dika chazoke keneged haroiv. Doki gavre shemazin olo becheskes tomei osi shapiroch. Rabbeinu Chaim said amore de keteres. That what ruba chazoke ruba odim is not a svore. That the roiv is a bigger biro than chazoke. No. We have a limud. We learn out from por adume. And later we're going to have the limud. How do you know? A por adume also can be treife. Because chatos, it has all hilchus kobonis, so it can be treife. And the Gemara is a problem. How do you know that the por adume, maybe the por adume is treife, and after you shech the por, you have to burn it right away, and you can't dissect it, you can't know, so maybe it's treife. So zaraye from por adume, you go basaroiv, I assume that the por adume is not treife. So fine. So that's roiv. And now I'm mazan atome, and I tell him he's toya. So if you would say, that Rube v'chazoke lav Rube odev, so I still don't know if I'm still after the Azoya, I ask a pertinent question, who says he became toil? Maybe the por adume, he is a cheskas tume. So I have to assume that there was no Azoya, so maybe the por was treif, and there never was Azoya. So you have against the roiv, you have a chazoke, is a ray, the Rube v'chazoke Rube odev, but not a svore. It's a posik, so for Kelton, Leiding was going to bring this posik. Avalheche de laif les lanbo. So the Gemara says, from Roshay shel Oilo, you cannot bring any raya that you go basaroy, because it could be your baidik the Rosh. Makshin amaylo yalef mikol kobonis. The Dochu Shabbos. Loi chashin en shema yimtza kolben treifa, v'nimtza shechilo Shabbos. All the kolbenes tzibo, the temidim, and the masofim, which are doiche Shabbos, now here, Argamah is talking about after you shechted it already, and you makta, how can you be makta? And can make smaller pieces, fine. The sachel. How are you allowed to shecht a kolben on Shabbos? But this is before anything. The behemoth is alive. You can't make it. There's no way to be mavara now. Maybe the behemoth is a treife. If the behemoth is a treife, so the shechitas a behemoth is not treife. Why didn't the Gemara bring this raya? The Gemara brought a raya after by the Torah. So then we say, oh, I have an eitz. You can split the head and be baidik all the simoni treife. Fine, gewaldig. But how are you allowed to shech the kolben on Shabbos? That's the Yisrus Kash. The dog, but like a shin shem yimtza kolben treife, nimtza shechilo Shabbos.
So I think Rabbi Yanke wants to bring a raya from this Taisvus Kasha. If you hold Sofik Daraisa Lakula, so what's the Kasha? That means Sofik Daraisa Lakula means I can play Russian roulette. I can take a chance. That means a Sofik Daraisa, you'll have to take a chance. So what's Taisvus Kasha? Taisvus Kasha, I'll have to shecht on Shabbos. Maybe it's a treif. Fine. Maybe. Take a chance. I'll take a chance. Maybe it's not a treife. So it's a suffix chalo Shabbos. So, say suffix daraisa lakula. So he wants to say it's a raya from this taisvis that taisal suffix daraisa lakuma. Then we have a problem with the previous taisvis or we learned. Agavuche, he mentions that there's, he just opened up a can of worms. Because if we're going with the Rambam Shita, Sofik Daraisa Lakula, so the whole Gemara is going to be very shved. The Gemara says, how you allowed to be Makta, on Oila, on the Mizbeach, and maybe it's a treif. No problems. Sofik Daraisa Lakula, he brings from the Chavos Das, I think, it says, Oila Vada, you can only be Makta if I know Vada, it's a kosher kol. Then there's a special pasuk by the Kolbonis. But over here, the Tais is only asking your kasha and chilush, and a maise, hailat a shech. Here we can say, Sofik Daraisa Lakula. Venirali, then Yochel Loichiach Misham, Pikala Meima, the Sofik Nami Omar Rachmona Delitri Shabbos Mitzvah Skol. What? Yema Posik. The Posik says Yisheshecht Kobonis. So I'll ask Maisha Rabbeinu, Chuldik, Hamalat Hashechta Kobon. Maybe it's a treife. So Maisha Rabbeinu told me, Bohochi Chayim Rachmona. I mean, versteht sich, Lanita Teirel Malachi Yashorosh, you don't know. So just like the Kolben is Doiche Shabbos, I mean, you have a problem with, you're waking up with Chilo Shabbos, the Kolben is also Doiche Shabbos. So that's Pshat. I mean, they can never know if it's a treif or not. So this Sofik is also Doiche Shabbos. Let me think, let me Sofik, me Sofik, now me Amarachmoni, the Litri Shabbos, Mitzvah's Kolben. Come on, we fight, come on, we should be Nefesh, I'm going to say, if I come with the Ksubis, the Hoche Boyach, I mean, we see there are certain anhogis that are doiche Shabbos, and even though fakert, Roiv says fakert, that there's no heter of pikuach nefesh. I have a tinnik, I found a tinnik, and Roiv of the people are goyim, it tells Jesus. Roiv says he's a goyim, a lot of him achal lo Shabbos, and hech pikuach nefesh achal Roiv. So you see there are certain alochis that when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, I don't have to worry about the Chilul Shabbos Shabbos. So could be here also, don't have to worry. So the Gemara Vayit, Ma Barei the Rabbeinu Omar Oshye Mishviras Etzem BePesach. He learned how to call him Pesach. The Omar Rachmone BeEtzem Loisish Berubai. Pasuk says you're not allowed to burn an etzem, you're not allowed to break an etzem of a korban pesach. The neirish shem the same shaila shem anikiv krum shomoyach. The same kasha. Maybe the membrane that's covering the moyach is an ekev. Now you can tell me your teretz and you split it. No. Etzem leisish beruboy. You're not allowed to make a shem on an etzem. You can't break that skull. So memeile alolam shem davini zilbaserubem. So he says, "Me my, do me the monach kumbres olay the kolilay. Maybe you take a hot coal. You're right. You're not to break bones of a korban pesach. I'm not breaking anything. I'll take a hot coal. The coal is going to burn through the skull of the korban. I'm not breaking anything. I'm burning it. And so that the rav is leisish baru." So my mail, and then I have, after it's burnt, I have a nice view of the brain, and I see. So it's also no ray. Duma de monach gumris alei v'koli lei. You put a hot coal. You burn the skull. And the bodik lei, the sanya, we learned a baraisa. I'm a chatech begidim. A person cuts gidim. Gidim are very hard. Kolnish me kolnish. I become pesach. Vaseirev vatsomis. Ein boy mishum shviras etzim. There's no issa of shviras etzim because the issa is shvire, not sreife. Zot Rashi. Gummus a gacheles vekole leila etzim agogoylus livdek leila krum. Machater begidim afapi the koshin katsomis, the heart. So Taisves, the monarch gumrese, a fil chal erev pesach liyeis beshabbis. What if erev pesach is chal liyeis beshabbis? So how can I, I'm doing something. Sheyevsha, means even though this isn't the tzorech of the korban, but it's the tzorech of the makrib. I mean, I'm a chuz being a korban pesach. I have the faintest idea if this is a korban pesach, a kosher korban pesach. Maybe it's a treife. So this also be doiche Shabbos. So al kaponim, so there's no raya from roishay shaloilo. There's no raya from Korban Pesach. Zok the Gemara weiter, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, also, to understand the next Gemara, I would advise to look into the Sichas Chulin, Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Gimel, who explains the Gemara beautifully. Now let us see the Gemara. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Osya Ma'alya. We learn out from the Alya. Yemakta the Alya. The Omar Rachmone Chelboy Ha'alya Temima. The Leichish Shema Nifsiko Chuta Shedra. You are Maktir the Alya. Now in the Alya there's Chuta Shedra. You can't cut up the Alya to be Baidik the Chuta Shedra. Because he has to be tmima. Elalav mishum damrinin zil basarube. So tzarai you go basaroi, you rely on roi. The chitaima de mitatoi posik lo, maybe, it's no kashe. Because you cut off the alye in the mokim where the chut hashedra is not needed anymore. So, samuch to the alye. So memela there, there's no chut hashedra. So memela, and the rest of the chut hashedra, we're capable of being baidik. So the Gemara says it's not true. The pasuk says lo uma se otze omar rachmonem mokeim shaklo yesh yoyitzais. That you have to cut in the beginning. The area that's the chelik of the shedre, where there is chuta shedre, that's mechuvin keneged the kloyes, and there is chuta shedre. So memele, so you see, you go basaroy. So the Gemara says no. Dilme de posach lo, you open up the shedre ubodek lo, and you baidik, you look at the chuta shedre. Beim ishum tmimo ani milehech de chotcha legamri. If less number, as long as it's still attached, that's also called tamime. Doesn't have to be, and tamime could be, that's also nichlal and tamime. So you have no raya. Let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi, me'alya, ha'makriv shlomim, me'chatos, me'keves, me'ayil, korav alya, imay murim, ye'makrivit, mina kloyis, ulemata, from the kloyis, ulamata letzad azonov, azonov korele alya. Chut hashedra shenifsak, if the chut hashedra was nifsak, treifa, v'kulo tenano beilo treifas. So the Gemara says, what's the raya that you can't be boidik the chut hashedra? Maybe the metatoi posikle. Shemashpil lochaitre, you start cutting away the alya, samach lezonov. Close to the zona, shafilu nifse kachut ba'oisei alya, even though the chut that's still there is שאפילו נפסק החוט בו ישראל יעינה בימן נטרפס בו, כדמרינן באילו טרפס, עד היכן חוט השדרה, till ad beina proshes da heinu kenegad a yerichayim, the area that's kenegad a yerichayim, there we need the chut ha-shedre shachutz mispatzel shom legimul echot, it goes into three directions, echot peirish letzad etzem yemin ha-alya shekoyren hanksh hunches, balaz v'sheni l'smeil v'mzoy ha-ilach kedal ki atzei v'zonot מבין הפרושס והולו לא מזכרי חוט השדרה להטרב בוי. There it is not necessary. There it will not become treif if that חוט השדרה will become. שכבר רבי מניסמח על ירח ולא על חלולה, and from this area and further it is supported by the ירח. So it seems one does not need, the בהם does not need the חוט השדרה to, there it's not necessary to have a חוט השדרה. בין צורך לחוט. ונמי סממל ונמי מבין הפרושס ולמטה פוסק לו לאליה, so he'll cut off the aliyah towards the end of the chut hashadra, where the chut hashadra ends, ובוידק כל החוט הנישה, and he's בוידק the rest of the chut מבין הפרושס ולמעלה עד המייר של ראש שהוא יצא משם, the rest of the chut hashadra going up that goes through the shedre till the moich, that I'll be boidik take. And I have my aliyah tamime. So Mo says, no, it has to be mokim shekloyis yoitzois. L'maylo min aproshis, so the kloyis are higher up. Bibrochis amrinin, how the kloyis come in etzo, memul, luma se otze. Bibrochis amrinin, leiv, mevin, kloyis yoyatzois. So mameila, the kloyis have this koyach hechad the life shemechuba mechutz l'tzad agav ein epoy seich l'tzad agav l'tzad acholom abakeh seh shedr kulalolka, yeah, so there is no raya.